Welcome to the Sun City News. My name is Vicki Duke and I'm your volunteer broadcaster bringing to you the news from the Sun City Independent, and I am coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona. If you miss any program on Sun Sounds Radio, you can access that as a download on our website. Starting with the front page, Sun City residents fill annual meeting with discontent on GM and board. This is by Richard Smith. People rarely show up to community meetings to tell leadership how pleased they are with the status quo. And the RCSE annual membership meeting, March 11th, certainly bore that out. Approximately 1,700 RCSE members, well above triple the 500 needed for a quorum, packed the Sundial Rec Center that night. Most residents speaking after the end of the official meeting, which took less than 20 minutes, spoke of a lack of communication about meetings, disappointment in the board's financial management, and their desire to see current RCSE general manager Matthew D. Luzanski replaced. The way the board handled the annual voting meeting quickly added to the list, as a lawsuit against RCSC led to the board deciding to act on advice of legal counsel and not share financial information, review the past year, or discuss future plans. Leslie Schalmer Ride moved to Sun City with her husband Steve in March of 2024 and summed up residents' frustrations. "I will tell you from the very beginning," they said, "don't bother because the board will not listen. They have made their minds up already," she said. "After my first year here, I'm disappointed. An annual meeting in the context of a company or organization serves to allow shareholders or members to discuss past performance, future plans, elect board members, and vote on key issues, ensuring transparency and participation in corporate governance. I expected an overview of our financials tonight. You are running scared. You are hiding behind that attorney and running scared, and I am disgusted." She said she understands how thankless a board job is in a retirement community, as she came to Sun City to relax but quickly decided to step up to be president of her local condominium association. Jean Totten was the first speaker and reminded the audience about Philip and Faith Putnam's petition drive to recall all 9 RCSC board members, which did not succeed. "What I kept hearing afterward was not that members were upset with the board as much as they were upset with the general manager. They just felt there had been too many mistakes made by him and couldn't understand why we couldn't recall him," Totten said. "The GM is the only employee of the board. Therefore, it is up to them to handle the matter and be responsible for his dismissal." A recently elected board member, Totten said, told her an unofficial petition would not make a difference if about 100 people signed it, but 1,000 signatures was a different story. At the annual meeting, Totten submitted a packet of signed petitions from more than 1,200 members seeking D. Luzanski's dismissal. As she pointed out, this is more signatures than what it took to elect some board members. "The membership is speaking to you. not with votes, but with signed petitions. Several resident speakers said they came to this meeting believing they would be able to vote on some of the issues. They also cited communication problems. Resident Farrell Ford said she rarely attends monthly meetings because of her health, and she is disappointed that the membership is not voting. I think that's a false narrative. I don't think they're apathetic. I think they're uninformed, Ford said. One suggestion I have is when we sign up for a rec card, it includes an email. If I leave an email, you've got an automatic list to send emails about every meeting to everybody. Ford also pointed out the changing lifestyle in Sun City, saying five friends who wanted to come to this meeting could not because they worked downtown. She hopes our CSC will consider having this type of meeting on a Saturday or Sunday. Mary Shaper, an 11-year resident, pushed back on that narrative, saying the RCSC sends email to cardholders all the time. She encouraged more members to attend exchange and board meetings throughout the year. If you don't like spending money on the rec fees, make sure you are a part of that before you get an invoice that says you're going to pay $50 or $75 more, Shaper said. Tamara McNally said this was the first meeting she attended in 11 years living in Sun City because working full-time made getting to meetings difficult. She thanked the board for being volunteers. McNally spoke as almost a third-party observer. By the amount of people here, I can definitely say there is a failure to communicate. If you are real active, you can pick up flyers and see what's going on. I can understand why some would think you guys do wonderful communication, but there's a lot of people that feel there is not communication, McNally said. I'm very happy that you guys are doing the ad hoc meetings. This is not what I expected an annual meeting to be, but I'm looking forward to you guys coming up with solutions to communicate better and resolve issues. Definitely, our golf courses have gone way downhill. Lori Jensen said Sun City remains the favorite town she has lived in, but believes the board's decisions are the opposite of what the community wants. You guys are spending our money, and we have no idea what you're doing with it most of the time. What is their hourly rate? Because it seems to be working against us, Jensen said. And that's the end of that article. The next article, North Dakota Club hosts outdoor picnic next month, by Independent News Media. The final social event of the season for the North Dakota Club is an outdoor picnic from 4:30 to 7 p.m. Wednesday, April 9th at the Kuntz Courtyard in Sun City West. The meal will be catered by Famous Dave's, and there will be opportunity to win one of many gift baskets. Non-perishable donations for local food banks will be accepted. Members should have received an email with details about the picnic. Call Club President Carol Reinert for more information at 701-527-5827. And that's the end of that article. Moving on, Mountain View renovation process moves forward with upcoming presentation. By Mary Goldmeer. The long-awaited renovation of the Mountain View Recreation Center is moving forward as project leaders prepare to present their findings and next steps to the community. During the March 10th exchange meeting, the RCSC Governing Board announced the architectural firm TriArch will give a detailed presentation from 5 to 8:30 p.m. March 18th at the Sundial Center Main Hall. The presentation will include an analysis of member survey results, findings from an engineering survey, and trends identified throughout the planning process. RCSC Vice President Chris Needlesheim emphasized community input will be a priority as the project progresses. We don't want to make any decisions until the members have seen the presentation and had their say, Needlesheim said. Our commitment is to keep the project on track and in budget while listening to the members. With the analysis phase complete, the project is transitioning into the programming phase, during which TriArch will meet with stakeholders to gather input before starting the design process. The next steps include selecting an architectural team and reviewing initial plans. No RCSC funds will be spent until a design team is under contract. The renovation is expected to bring significant updates to Mountain View, including a performing arts center with a potential 300 to 350 seat theater, an updated fitness center, additional pickleball courts, and a resort-style pool. Infrastructure improvements such as enhanced security, fiber optics, and drainage upgrades are also planned. During the design phase, the selected architectural team will meet with stakeholders, including the RCSC board, affected clubs, and Mountain View area members to refine the plans. The design team will develop schematic design documents, which will be reviewed by RCSC management, the board, and members. These plans will also be used for preliminary pricing to ensure the project remains within budget. Construction will not begin until all planning phases are complete. Depending on the final design, RCSC may hire a construction manager at risk to oversee the project and ensure it remains within budget. If a construction manager is not selected, the project will go to bid and the final cost will determine what is approved. The renovation process has raised concerns among some residents about how construction will impact existing activities. If you're going to replace the building at Mountain View, we need an alternative performing area. Otherwise, the performing clubs are going to die, said Tom Swenson of the Sun City Players. Barb Taylor, who plays at Mountain View, said the current conditions of the courts remain a concern. I don't think a day goes by where comments aren't made about the conditions of the courts and our hopes for long overdue maintenance. The presentation on March 18th will include a question and answer session. A booklet summarizing the analyses will be available for future reference to address these and more community concerns. Visit suncityaz.org/RCSC for more information. Next article, Benevilla hosting 5-week dementia series, workshops to focus on several aspects of the aging disease. Benevilla is hosting a 5-week educational series on dementia designed to provide crucial insights and resources for individuals, families, and caregivers. This series will help participants navigate the journey from the earliest signs of dementia through long-term care, addressing what to watch for, what questions to ask a doctor, and the fundamental aspects of dementia. The series kicks off on April 1st and continues every Tuesday through April 29th, featuring expert guest speakers from Hospice of the Valley, Johnson & Associates, and Home Instead. Topics include the following: what is dementia, stages, progression, and what signs to watch out for in your loved ones. Presented by Amanda Markham, Hospice of the Valley. April 8th, coming to terms with a dementia diagnosis. Grief, fear, anger, and more. Presented by Shannon Areola, Master of Counseling. April 15th, the business and legal ramifications. Proactive decisions before disease progression. Presented by Johnson & Associates. April 22nd, Building Your Toolkit, resources that caregivers need to know. Presented by Debbie Gross from Home Instead. April 29th, Caring for the Caregiver, creating a plan to care for yourself during the journey. Intentional Self-Care, presented by Shannon Areola, Masters of Counseling. This series is designed to provide families with the knowledge they need to understand dementia, from the very first signs to advanced caregiving, including how to recognize early symptoms, when to seek medical guidance, and how to prepare for the future, said Jennifer Karen, Director of CARES and Volunteer Services. Participants can register for individual sessions or the entire series at benevilla.org/dementia-series. This 5-week series will also serve as a launch pad for Benevilla's new Dementia Caregiver Support Group, which will meet every Tuesday at Benevilla Education Center on Del Webb Boulevard in Sun City. All sessions are free and open to the public, but space is limited. For information, visit benevilla.org/dementia-series or text dementia, all one word, to 520-652-1981. And next, we have a letter. Should RCSC use $6 million golf renovation money elsewhere? By Will We Care, Sun City. Bulldozers are about to tear up Quail Run Golf Course for a renovation that will cost the RCSC members $6 million. This is said to be done to fix irrigation and meet Arizona Department of Water Resources mandated requirements. ADWR provides water using entities a management plan that they use to target water usage. According to RCSC's golf director, there is no financial penalty for not meeting the plan. If not compliant, the concern is that ADWR will lower the plan number each year. RCSC is considering a stipulation agreement with ADWR. I think it's a bad idea to obligate the community to reductions that could force further turf reductions or course closures. Water conservation is environmentally necessary, particularly in the desert. However, should communities like Sun City give up their water for the growth of newer communities west of us? Bigger perspective of all the water in the world, only 0.03% is available for human use. Of that, 2% is for urban use. In Arizona, golf uses 2% of state water and 9% of urban water. If our CSC reduces water use on its courses, which we should do where cost appropriate, the impact on state or overall water usage is minuscule. The 800-pound elephant in Sun City is golf. It has been the bedrock, the attraction to the community since 1960. Nationally, golf has shown a slight increase over the past decade. Unprofitable golf courses are closing around the country. Golf and RCSC ran a deficit of over $1 million last year. How can golf losses be reduced to reach break-even? Renovating Quail Run, our least used course, is without consideration of other RCSC member amenities or interests. Why not use that $6 million to improve higher use courses or our bottom line? Do an artificial intelligence search on the cost of installing irrigation on a 9-hole golf course. It is not close to $6 million. And that's the end of that letter. Moving on to another letter. From Penny Morgan Overgaard, our CSC meeting fell short of expectations. Thank you for posting about the RCSC annual meeting on Nextdoor. I attended expecting to hear the accomplishments, plans for the next year, perhaps a long-range plan for the rec centers, and to have the budget and expenditures reviewed. Instead, the board shared nothing, did not address rumors that there is a large budget shortfall. They did not use proper parliamentary rules for the meeting, and some appeared not to be listening as members spoke. Over 1,700 members attended, but the board missed their chance to show that they have worked to improve the rec centers and that they have acted with integrity. Shame on the current RCSC board president and many of the board members. And that's the end of that article. Sun City Pickleball and Tennis Must Come Together by Dudley Gibson. Reciprocal play is mutually beneficial concept. I agree with Kelly Dorey that more courts are needed. SCW has spent much money on courts and we have many needs. Tennis does not justify the 18 courts we spent several million dollars on a few years ago. Tennis has used paddle noise to justify their position that pickleball must not be at R.H. Johnson. Pickleball and tennis must come together for the good of SCW. We should not take up additional parking lot spaces for new courts of any kind. Quince has space for 12 new pickleball courts. It has been allowed to deteriorate and tennis does not need it. Parking is limited, but golf carts and or ride sharing would solve that. I have said for years that platform tennis is dead, yet we maintain several courts at R.H. Johnson. Why not reevaluate Johnson's court needs based on actual usage? If members must play nights under the lights we have spent much money on, so be it. Nights in Arizona are cooler, my friends. Would repurposing courts at Johnson satisfy both tennis and pickleball, perhaps with alternate days or reciprocal play? Just my thoughts after 30-year membership in SCW. I have complete confidence that our GM and staff can solve this. And that's the end of that little article. And I have a quick letter to the editor by Maggie Mondrich of Sun City. I have been in Sun City for 13 years. This year is the worst for driving. Nobody stops at stop signs and stoplights. I heard one woman say it doesn't apply to residents, just to winter visitors. I have seen many accidents, including one on Bell, where I was second in line at the light heading west. The car in front of me went on the green light, but the vehicle going north didn't stop. The one that ran the light flipped twice. I was praying no one was hurt. It truly was horrible to see. I've also seen a few with golf carts hit when a car didn't stop. Please be careful and obey traffic signs because you might not be around to drive anymore. That's the end of that letter and the end of our time together today. Thank you so much for listening to my show, The Sun City News. Again, my name is Vicki Duke, and I am coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona.